Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It's back on in Israel, or with Israel, I should say, in Gaza. It's what happens when you release 1,000 of the world's worst terrorists, including 250 terrorists who were in Israeli prisons and killed people in mainly suicide bombings or regular terror attack bombings. Some of them are October 7 mass murderers. 250 of them. Some killed as many as 30. And we let them go. Now they're running around Gaza, wreaking havoc, killing people, violence, and yet another Israeli soldier lost his life. That's what terrorists do. Folks, I'm here to help. I'm here to tell you, and I was really glad to see that Trump backed Israel in this latest retaliatory Gaza bombing. That needed to happen. They needed the backing again of Trump. It was a little dicey after he told them they couldn't kill Hamas leadership in Qatar and then basically all but forced them to do the so-called peace deal. You never let evil like that out in the world. I thought it was horrible. Probably the worst thing I've ever seen Trump do in terms of foreign relations. Just really, really bad decision. You let them out. It's going to be mass chaos. Can't control where they go. Nobody apparently handed them pagers because they're all still alive. Well, fewer now that Israel has bombed. But folks, I want to just real briefly tell you what we're dealing with here. This poll that just came out. This is a Palestinian public opinion survey. Just released. So this is the people there in Gaza. 53% of Palestinians, even after all of this, say the decision by Hamas to launch the October 7 attack was correct. I'm not going to go back through with that. I mean, literally one of the bodies of the toddlers that we got back had been strangled with the bare hands of a Hamas terrorist. His mom was dead too. They probably made her watch. It's Hamas style stuff. Slaughter of families in videos they personally distributed on their own media channels. Do not send me a stupid text saying, oh, that's Israeli propaganda. They distributed them on their own media channels, including one where they thought it'd be really cool to shoot a 12-year-old boy in front of his family, brother, sister, and then watch him die. And then watch the family watch him die, because that's just fun. That's Hamas. So when Antifa this week announces they're going to change, in honor of Hamas, they're going to change their uniform from black bloc to Hamas-style kafayas, Katie, bar the door. You know what you're dealing with. Because these poll numbers I'm reading you, you know what these mean? Bonchi at Red State said it perfectly this morning. These people can never have a homeland ever. They cannot have their own state. They can't. They cannot have their own state. When 53% of them still say the decision by Hamas to launch the October 7 attack was correct. That's not a terror group. That's a terrorist people with homicidal maniacs as their leaders. Overall satisfaction with Hamas's homicidal performance is 60% there. 66% in the West Bank, 51% in the Gaza Strip. When asked which political party people support, 35% said Hamas, 24% said Fatah, which is almost as bad, and 32% weren't really sure. If legislative elections were held today, the largest number of voters would vote for, say it with me, the designated terror group Hamas. In a hypothetical presidential race between Hamas, and, which is Khalid Mishaal, and Abbas, Hamas candidate draws 63%. The poll also finds that over the last 2 years, support for Hamas has increased. 19% said their support had increased a lot, 17% a little. You can't deal with this, okay? You can't deal with these people. You can't reason with them. You can't sign peace treaties with them. All they'll do is buy time till their next homicidal adventure. And remember what Christopher Wray said in that FBI director said in that congressional testimony what the biggest risk was. And that was these lunatics who had done October 7th coming here and committing atrocities on American soil, in particular against defenseless Jews, but Americans generally. These people can never have a state of their own. They cannot. So I hope that Israel will take advantage of the fact that these people who were locked up for life never should have been let out. You never unleash evil like that on the world. And we've got, what, two Israeli soldiers are dead because of it? Stupid foreign policy. Stupid, stupid, stupid. And the idea of we're going to bring in, Qatar, yeah, and Turkey, and they're going to manage these people. They were funding Hamas. Yeah, they'll keep them straight. Oh, sure, yeah, they'll keep them, like, straight to the missile silos where they'll keep them. That peace tour was ridiculous. Look where we are today, exactly where your humble host told you we would be. Everything else Trump's done has been amazing, and you know that every day you listen to this show. But that was a massive mistake. And you can see it now. The only way to get any good out of this is just to go ahead and wipe the place out. Just wipe the... You can't deal with these people. It's wrong to try, and it's even wronger to let them out. And people are already dying because of it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.